are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk this segment about sites. It's appropriate 4th of July. A lot of people going camping. It's important to pick out a good site.
Campsite, yeah.
Yeah.
I see your point, Dan.
Oh, no. We're going to talk gun sites.
Gun sites.
Not campsites. All right.
But you might be listening to us from the campsite.
It'd be a good thing to do. Sites on sites.
Oh, my sites on sites. Gosh. Wow. What if you sold gun sites at your campsite?
We better stop this right now.
Because you go to Williams to buy gun sites.
Well, there's a lot of options for
it
gun sites.
It is Williams Gun Site Company.
The segment of the show is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right. So along that line with Tri-County Roofing, we are very glad to have them as a sponsor, and they are outstanding and always stand behind us and do everything. We give them advice, and by God, most time he takes it. Sometimes he doesn't.
Tim and the crew, they do a great job on the roofs, and we're happy to have them as a sponsor.
That's very true. Their number is 810-732-7740 for all your roofing needs, but primarily those flat and low-pitched roofs. That's their specialty. Now, they've been at it since 1971. They do a wonderful job. They stand behind their work, and chances are, if you've been in a commercial building with a great roof, they probably did it.
If it didn't have a great roof, they didn't do it.
If it's leaking, they need to get a hold of Tri-County Roofing. So, anyways, great folks at Tri-County. Again, you can link to them right from our website, thegss.com. And we are glad to be here on US 103 this morning. So we are going to discuss some sites. And what happened was last week I asked you guys to be calm and buy lots of ammo. Okay, that was my way of saying
stay calm.
It could
and stock
all
up.
Everything could hit the fan. So buy ammo while it's cheap, so it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, or you're looking for that box of, 6.5 Swedes. There is a thing called 6.5 Swedes too.
I knew that.
Okay, all right, good. Well, it's around the campfire, sometimes that's discussed.
Sure.
Campsite.
7.7 Jap.
Yeah, 7.7.
That's not
Jap.
Offensive.
No,
that's
it's not.
The actual
no, that's
name of the
actual
caliber.
Name of the caliber. So
they were offensive in the 40s.
Yeah. Well. Anyways. Boy. Whew.
Anyways.
Let's get back to reality. So this week, the reminder to check your gear. Okay. Now, from a common sense point of view, we look at our gear. We know it's there. Yes, that worked last time I used it. That sight worked fine. That battery pack on my laser point or my laser sight was fine. Well, I had a failure this week, and it was very, very frustrating. And I looked for 3 days to find the batteries. Everybody in the family kept telling me, you need those batteries. Just order from Amazon, and you'll get them. I'm like, no, I'll find them locally. And I've been
$48 in gasoline later driving around town.
But it does give me a chance to go shopping, which I appreciate.
He is a Smith.
Yes.
You got the human contact that way.
Exactly, yeah. And I walked away disgruntled a few times, because
that's
I
you every day.
Okay. Life's full of letdowns, Jacob. So anyways.
I woke up again.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to wake up. It's just what happens after that sometimes isn't great. But anyways, that's why I go to the gun room and work on guns. So I'm updating.
So you had, but you had a sight or a light break, and you had to find a flashlight.
No,
a battery.
No,
I'm sorry, I have a
laser on one of my primary home.
Are they all
guns.
Battery operated?
Most of the lasers are.
Most lasers.
Yeah,
are.
The lasers are almost all battery in some shape, and some are commercial batteries. Some are little tiny batteries like the ones you get in a hearing
watch
aid.
Or hearing aid.
They're
or,
tiny.
Yeah.
They're
not,
little,
none of the big ones like you got in the Energizer flashlight.
No, you don't have to have
like
a backpack like
Ghostbusters. Like the clapping monkey with the cymbal.
No.
Yeah.
If it just had a wind-up on the side of it, if my AR-15 had a wind-up on the side, I'd be all set. So, but it's got a magazine that fits in it nicely. So anyways, my point is I'm updating right now. I've decided against this cute.
So you got to check your batteries if you're – so if you've got a laser point.
Have extra batteries.
Have extra batteries.
And there's a lot of things that take batteries. So you've got lasers. You've got a lot of your holographic sights.
Yeah, your reflex sights.
Reflex, and if they're not, or even red dots, if they're not like a Trijicon solar-powered one,
right.
You do need to check your batteries.
Even
check your, if you have an ATN or a Pulsar or one of the thermal, because coyote season can open up again in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks here.
I think it opened up June 15th, didn't it?
July something.
Oh, July 15th.
So
okay.
Once that opens back up, you're going to need to check those night visions and thermals. Make sure those batteries are up and charged.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of things.
So when you buy these things, you don't expect them to last forever. Now, you know, I recently got a Holosun reflex sight that is beautiful. It works great, and it's solar powered, so it's really cool. It'll even the batteries in it say it'll last 60,000 hours. I'll never wear it out. So Jacob, that'll be yours when I'm done with it.
Yeah.
And probably your kids. But anyways, so that's a good sight. But this cool laser sight I got on one of my on a home defense gun, I loved it. It was exactly what I wanted. And then it just died on me. And I said, "What? You know, what's going on?" So batteries, I got some ordered. And in the meantime, I ordered a new, better, brighter, faster, bigger, stronger laser with a flashlight.
The Maglite, of lasers?
Pretty much. It's a lot of lumens. So if I can't shoot them, I'll burn their retinas out with the brightness of the light. So,
I'll do it.
But I don't plan on using it for anything except for, you know, scaring away the bad guys. You know, so if you got a flashlight that bright, there's probably something underneath it or next to it that's going to make a boom.
And even checking normal sights. I finally this year spent the money and bought an XS sight systems set up for my 44 Magnum rifle.
Right.
I had standard Marlin sights on that gun for the past 15, almost 20 years now.
Right.
And it got to the point where I wanted something a little different. So splurged and bought from its XS sights.
Yeah.
It's like a rear aperture with a front raised rail. And it's
kind of like the Ace in the Hole.
Kind of like Ace in the Hole, but this is like the original style.
Yeah.
And it works out very well. It's got a full Picatinny rail also on top of the rifle if I wanted to put a scope on it.
That usually draws a comment from Dan. Every time I say Picatinny.
That's my favorite novel by Charles Dickens. Could I have a Picatinny rail, please?
So I got four of my R-15.
That would change a lot in the Tale of Two Cities.
That's right.
It certainly would have changed a lot.
Take some more porridge now.
Lock and load, boys. We're getting some porridge.
There's a lot of, you know, sights are kind of like a Dr. Seuss book, right? Like, red sights, blue sights, one sights, two sights, right? There's so many options you can do.
There are.
On sight systems for handguns and firearms. And there's so many brands. I mean, TrueGlow years ago had the fiber optics and everybody. And now you got Trigicon with the night sights on handguns. That's a very simple upgrade for a lot of brands is taking off.
What a lot of people don't realize is that Williams Gunsight makes a lot of these for those people. So that leads me right into a sale they've got going on right now, because I'm going to mention this a couple times during the show. From July 2nd till July 9th, at Williams, all Williams manufactured goods, okay, the stuff they make right here in Davison, Michigan, is on sale. It's 17.76% off. So $17.76 off. Use code USA1776 and get your savings. So they're very proud of that one. And hats off to Brian and the whole crew. And again, I'll mention, I'll be out there this coming Friday and Saturday selling raffle tickets. Jake, you might be able to come out and spend some time with me out there.
Maybe. We'll see.
If you got a good attitude, I'll let you sit with me. Dan, you're welcome to come out too.
I am busy.
Keep your attitude busy. You're good, yeah.
I remember I have something to do.
It's a lot of fun to sit there between the elephant tusks and meet and greet people.
Sort of thing.
And we have a lot of fun out there.
You always do.
And the camaraderie is great. But so check your gear is my point. Go out, check them out. If you got a shake and wake, make sure it does wake. Now, what that means is some sights are shake and wake sights. You have to shake them to turn them on. If you shake the heck out of your gun and it still don't turn on, there might be something wrong with your sight. So you don't want to let it let you down when you need it most. Batteries, do you need more rechargeables? Is your recharger working? Recently had one of those real expensive flashlights. In the past 2 weeks, I've been working on one for a family member. One of those $50 flashlights, you plug it in and it's supposed to recharge. It shorted out. The LED's not working right anymore. It's a super dim light now. It's basically useless. So it's a $50 paperweight, and told them to buy a new one. So check out that sale at Williams. You can go to their site. I'll probably put a link on our site, thegss.com.
That's really cool. They've got they do manufacturing right here. They expanded not long ago. It was a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, now.
And you know our good friend Eric that does a show with us?
Yeah.
He's not on the sales floor anymore. Guess what he is?
Overseeing the manufacturing?
He's overseeing the, he is the site technician now.
Okay.
Up in the big building.
Yep.
He works out problems all over the country. He's kind of like the factory rep.
Yep.
And he's got a desk job now, and he's no longer on the sales floor. So that was a blow. And Jake and I went and saw him last weekend, and his last day on the floor. And
sharp guy.
Kind of a shocker.
Sure,
yeah.
He's helping
so
folks.
We'll still be able to get him in here, and he'll be able to tell us more about what's new in the site world. Because as it is, some of the sites, you go there to buy them at Williams, they can put them right on the gun for you while you're there. That while you wait, they'll put your sights on for you. So that's great. And remember, check us out at thegss.com. And you can always send us an email if you have any questions, comments, concerns. Shooter@thegss.com.
They do some really custom stuff, too. I mean, they did something for there was a season. I think you were allowed certain sites for black powder in, like, Colorado
or something.
Out west,
there's only – you can't use scopes on some of the guns out there.
And so they had
a special site for
the
that.
Westerner.
And they do those specifically out there.
It's very popular out west. And some of the – see, some of the laws – like, we've kind of molested the law in Michigan of like primitive guns, where we used to have muzzle loading season, where now we can use AR-15s. So it's really changed here in Michigan a lot. But in some states, it's still, you have to have a muzzle loader.
Powder horn.
Yeah, exactly. Ramrod.
Pennsylvania's muzzling season is still like flintlock only.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
Old school Patriots.
The real thing.
Like our muzzle loading season here, I can go use my AR-15. So
crazy.
It's like, okay.
Yay, it's muzzle loading season. Where's my AR-50?
Even in some of our bow
primitive
seasons,
for some.
We can use the rifles. So it's just crazy. So anyways, well, we got more show coming up, so hang on tight, because the next segment, I'm going to blow your mind.
Oh,
well,
dear.
It'll be exciting.
Not See, again.
It's a good.
All right, you can step back now.
We're going to talk about pistol caliber carbines.
Pistol caliber carbines.
PCCs.
PCCs. There's the acronym.
Who's down with my PCC?
Get down with PCC. We'll be right back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1.